Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wayne Tyrone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Stone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Stone. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bake McBride. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Crawford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ferguson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vic Harris. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Falcone. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Pete Falcone. And now, play ball. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kelleher hits a fly ball into right field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Madlock strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monday moves to third. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Monday scores. Cardenal moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Wayne Tyrone is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Tyrone hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McBride hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards second. Trillo fields it and throws to first for 1. The throw to second, and they've got Kessinger trapped. There's the throw back to Trillo, who tags Kessinger for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Swisher hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Wallace, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Wallace hits a line drive towards third. Simmons reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris misplays the ball. That's an error on Harris. Rick Monday, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Monday is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Stone moves to second. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stone scores. Monday moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a fly ball into right field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ferguson hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Manny Trillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Trillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Ferguson and he is safe. Cardenal steals third. Wayne Tyrone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tyrone is 0 for 1 in the game. Tyrone strikes out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Falcone reaches second base with a double. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardenal. McBride reaches second base with a double. Falcone scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McBride moves to third. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wallace is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallace strikes out. One out. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kelleher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kelleher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Monday moves to third. Kelleher moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons bunts towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Crawford is 0-for-1 in the game. Crawford hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Trillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Tyrone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tyrone is 0-for-2 in the game. Tyrone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The ball gets by Ferguson for a passed ball. Tyrone moves to second. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wallace is 0-for-2 in the game. Wallace takes first base on ball 4. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Falcone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Ferguson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ferguson is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferguson takes first base on ball 4. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Falcone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Falcone hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Monday is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Monday hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kelleher is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Monday moves to second. 1 out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Madlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monday scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Bill Greif now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Madlock. The throw from Ferguson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Harris. Madlock scores. Cardenal moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-1, Cubs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Wayne Tyrone. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Biotner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Cubs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Swisher is 0 for 3 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Larry Biotner now playing first base. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McBride is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McBride hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wallace is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wallace takes first base on ball 4. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 3 in the game. Stone bunts towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stone for the out. Wallace moves to second. 1 out. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Rick Monday. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Greif fields it and throws to first for the out. Wallace moves to third. 2 outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kelleher is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Simmons juggles the ball. That's an error on Simmons. Wallace scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kelleher moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Madlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Madlock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ferguson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing right field. Joe Wallace now playing center field. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons strikes out. 1 out. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crawford is 0-for-2 in the game. Crawford strikes out. 2 outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lockhock. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ferguson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ferguson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Wallace now pitching. Ron Fairley now playing first base. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Trillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenal moves to second. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Biotner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wallace fields it and throws to third for the out. Trillo moves to second. 1 out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trillo moves to third. Biotner moves to second. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0-for-4 in the game. Swisher strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wallace is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Wallace hits a line drive to left field. Brock throws towards third. Simmons fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Simmons. Trillo scores. Biotner scores. Wallace moves to second. It's 8-1, Cubs. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. Stone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Champ Summers now playing left field. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Blake McBride is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McBride is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fairley moves to second. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Summers. Brock reaches second base with a double. Fairley scores. McBride moves to third. It's 8-2, Cubs. Mike Garman now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Simmons is 0-3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McBride scores. Brock scores. It's 8-4, Cubs. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Crawford is 0-3 in the game. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lockhock is 0-1 in the game. Lockhock strikes out. 1 out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Kelleher is 2-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kelleher takes first base on 4. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Madlock is 1-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Simmons fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Summers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Madlock moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Trillo is 2-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey pinch hits for Mike Wallace. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mumphrey takes first base on 4. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Mumphrey moves to second. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ferguson is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Ferguson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mumphrey moves to third. Joe Coleman now pitching. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Ferguson. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Ferguson steals second. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Harris is 0-3 in the game. Harris strikes out. 1 out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fairley is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Fairley is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McBride is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McBride strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and St. Louis Cardinals, 4. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.